Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And the good news is, beloved, God hasn't changed, and He's still in the miracle-working business. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And I'm so glad you joined me. And as I was in prayer before coming on the air, I asked the Lord, aside from what I would be sharing in the Word, Lord, where are your people? What are the needs that need to be addressed? And what I sensed in my spirit is that many of you, I think all of us should probably feel this way. We want to move on in the things of God. I feel there's just a hunger and a desire to have more of God. You are grateful for your blessings. God's brought you through some very, very difficult places. He has proved faithful to you. His grace truly is sufficient. But there is a longing and a hungering in your heart for more of God. And I believe God is going to, He's going to satisfy that desire. The Word of God says He'll fill our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. And it is a Holy Spirit-inspired desire to want more of the Lord, to want to be more like Jesus, to want to be utterly transformed from the things of this world, not to make us ineffective, not to make us unreachable, not to make us spiritual automatons, but to make us fully alive in Christ. And that's the title of this message I'm going to be sharing these next several days, Fully Alive in Christ. And we need a revelation. Even if you've walked with the Lord, beloved, for many decades, I don't know about you, I have also, but I want a greater revelation of Jesus. I want it not just, you know, kind of spiritually in my mind, but I want to experience His fullness in my day-to-day life. I want my mind, my thoughts to be conformed to the Word of God and not to allow negative things of this world. Not that we're not, we need to be very much aware. We need to be fully knowledgeable and observant into what is going around about us, because, beloved, we have a mandate from the Lord, and that is to be prayer warriors. Paul was very clear. He outlined it: pray for those in authority. That was the first and foremost mandate, the most important authority. Why? So we could lead quiet and peaceable lives. And beloved, if we ever needed to pray for our nation and our political leaders, it is at a time such as we're in. However, we need to do that, but we need to be so in love with the Lord. You see, it's love what's going to motivate that. And to do the things God has called us to do. Sometimes the enemy just gets us in a spirit of inertia. We're not really moving anywhere. And you know, that's one of, if I understand, this goes back many, many years, but the law of inertia, that which is in motion tends to stay in motion. And conversely, that which is at rest, not moving, tends to be not moving. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we're asking, so because of that hunger I sense in the Spirit, Lord, it's a hunger in my own heart to move on, to have more of Jesus, to have more of your Spirit, to manifest the fruit of your Spirit in such a great and marvelous way. And Lord, to move in the gifts of the Spirit that you have endowed your body with, that every one of us can operate as the Spirit wills, that It is your desire that we can be used of God and minister and reach out not only to loved ones, not only to family, not only to friends, but beyond our small circle to those who are unsaved. Father, there are so many who are hurting, who have no answers, who don't know which way to turn. And Father, we thank you that you have given us the words of life. And so, Father, I pray for holy boldness. I pray for opportunities that you would divinely orchestrate and arrange. And then, Father, we thank you that you will fill our mouth with just the words that would minister and touch hearts. Lord, we're asking, we want to be used of you. We are your body in the earth. And so, Lord, we wait for marching orders, each one of us in our own life. Lord, we're so unique and distinct, and you've given us so many, several different abilities, but together, Lord, we are the body of Christ. And we thank you for the unity that you're going to be bringing to the body. Lord, that we'll no longer be divided. We'll have that same mind which is also in Christ Jesus, and that unity and love would bind us together. And Father, we just rebuke, I take authority, Lord, and rebuke every bit of with the work of the enemy, darkness, oppression, depression that has come against those who are listening right now. I rebuke the work of the enemy, and I command deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, just take your works and your wiles and go back to from whence you came. And Lord, I thank you now for a new infilling. I thank you, Lord, for greater revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, for joy and vision in our own lives. Lord, you said in your word, without a vision, the people perish. That's true in our own individual lives. If we don't have anything to live for, if we're not looking forward to what you're going to do, to the things you've given us to do, Lord, they don't have to be super great things. That doesn't mean going off to Bible college or standing in a pulpit to preach. Lord, we need to be involved in every sector, in every area of our world, Lord, as you would direct us. And so, Father, we commit all these concerns and cares to you, and we thank you, Lord, that you are moving us on. That was the point, Lord. We need to be moved on. And I just rebuke that inertia. And I thank you, Lord, that you will fill that desire. You'll fill the hungry with good things. And so, Father, we're desiring spiritual things. And we desire that you would fill us. And as we seek your kingdom first, then we know all these other things are going to be added in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, I did not intend to take so long just to pray, but that kind of shows you what I feel the Holy Spirit wants from us as I prayed. I mean, that's my desire, that's our desire, and He's going to do it. And so, what are we going to be sharing? Well, of all the wonderful epistles that are in the New Testament, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and powerful epistle, that of at least just one chapter in the book of Ephesians. And obviously, this wonderful man of God who actually experienced death, it really sounds when he was stoned and left for dead, it sounds like he did go and visit the Lord. And of course, God sent him back, and because he knew, in spite of what the enemy sought to do, he knew the mission and the work that he had called Saul of Tarsus to. He became Paul, the mighty apostle of God. And so, as we look at this particular, we're going to be looking just, if you'd have opportunity, you might want to read that whole second chapter of Ephesians, because it talks about our present as well as our future glory, the things that God is going to do. He's pulling together people from every tribe, people, and nation. He's bringing Jews and Gentiles together. No, the Gentiles are not going to become Jews. But and the Jews are certainly going to remain who they were and who they were called as. However, God is taking Gentiles, He's taking Jews, Messianic Jewish believers, and He is doing a new thing. He's making one new man. And I believe, this is my own opinion, we're neither going to be Gentile or Jew. We're going to be this wonderful new creation, the sons and daughters of God, members of the body of Christ, the family of God. That's going to be our ultimate condition and situation. In heaven, we're not going to be known by labels. Oh, well, yes, I was a Methodist. No, I was Baptist. No, I think all those things are just going to drop away. So in this chapter, what do we see occurring? Well, Paul begins to describe two conditions in this chapter. He talks about the old man with his sinful nature and sinful appetites. And then he talks about this new man, who has a new nature as well as this new life in Christ. Because that's what happens. We're born again. We literally experience a new life. We know all these. If you walk with the Lord any length of time, you know these basic truths. But you know what? There is going to be, I believe, no matter how old we get, no matter how lacking in resilience our physical bodies may come or become with age, beloved, we are going to be eternally young in our spirits, even now, because our spirits don't age. You know, down through the ages, man has sought for some mystical or magical way in which he could retain his youth and obtain immortality. Well, not only that, there's dark science today that is actually thinking of combining robotics and humankind so that we're in a post-human era. That's what they want, literally. And of course, those things aren't going to happen. We already have immortality, beloved. We'll spend eternity one of two places: with the Lord in heaven or with the devil and his angels in hell. And you know what? We get to make that choice. Well, on such a sober note, I must bring this broadcast to a close, but not, as always, without an invitation to have you write and share your needs. God has kept this ministry relatively small for the purpose that letters that come in can be individually prayed for and personally, whatever God gives can be sent back. And it's one of the joys of my life. I love broadcast as well as the correspondence ministry. And those of you on the mailing list, I think you're maybe smiling right now. Anyway, I love it. And I love my partners. They're the best in the world. And I thank God for what he's doing in all of our lives. Well, my time is drawing to a close. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I will certainly confirm receipt and pray. But if you would like a personal letter, I invite you to share your mailing address, never to be shared. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Bye. You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.